What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. And I'm here with my sister, Shay. Say what's up, boo.
Yo, yo, where the hoes at? I know where the fuck the hoes at.
Okay, so she feeling some type of way. All right, so listen, Shay just had her heart broken, you know, and she's experiencing the symptoms of a heartbreak. And she always got a story. Y'all know, y'all been telling me this. Y'all been telling me. Shay always got a story. So I'm going to let her tell a story. Shay, tell them what happened.
First of all,
I know.
So you guys, I have been dating this guy for 28 months. Yes, I'm going to go like the white people.
But they talking about babies. Bitch, you talking about dating a guy for 28 months.
He was my baby.
Hey, yo.
So I've been dating this guy for a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And everything was great. Our kids were friends. He has 3 kids. I have 3 kids. We often talked about like Brady Bunch shit and meshing families and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Things seemed okay. But every time you turned around, things seemed a little rocky. And he put me at fault for some shit that wasn't even that serious. Mm. And I didn't realize that the shit wasn't even really that serious. I just found myself trying to continuously fix that situation or fix what he said was wrong because I loved him and I wanted things to work and I wanted to be with him. Mm-hmm. This man, you know, was super involved with my children, very close to my youngest. You know, she's so, so lovable. Picking the kids up from school, picking Ash up too.
Yeah.
Spoiling my children as mm-hmm. if they were his, mm-hmm. referring to my children as his bonus children, mm-hmm. going to wow. pick the kids up from school and even writing on the sign out sheet, stepdad, like.
Oh, wow.
A bit extreme.
Yeah.
Something has been telling me for at least the last month that something wasn't right. He wasn't at the house as much as he used to be. We went from having sex 3 to 4 times a week to having sex once a week. Mm. He went from spending the night 3 to 4 times a week to spending the night maybe like only 3 times this whole year so far.
Damn, and we in April.
Exactly. He woke me up every morning knowing that I had to get the kids together. He's a bus driver. Sometime, like if my phone was dead or something like that, he would literally drive the bus to my house, park it around the corner, and hop on his unicycle and come in the house and wake me up.
Hold up. I know you didn't just say this nigga would hop on the bus that he parked around the corner with passengers on it.
He ain't have no passengers yet. No passengers yet.
I was ready to say, yo, don't say and tell me that shit, yo. All right, no, okay. So he would park the bus around the corner and walk.
No, he wouldn't walk. He would ride his unicycle.
He would hop on a unicycle.
The one wheel jump.
Yeah, the electric unicycle. He wasn't pedaling.
So on some mall cop shit. Just...
Yeah, he would just ride around the corner and he would come in there and be like, Shay Shay, you gotta get up. You gotta get the kids together. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, thank you. He'd give me a kiss on my head and dip because he got to go to his first stop to pick the fucking people up.
So but, he hopped back on the unicycle.
I suppose.
And ride around and ride around the corner, hop off the unicycle and hop back on the bus.
Yes. Yes, that's what he did. If that ain't love, I don't know what the fuck is, because if somebody's phone is dead, that's your responsibility. I got a whole fucking bus I'm supposed to be taking to my first stop.
Right.
But, you know, he did that because he cared. It's more than caring, because he obviously loved me, because only someone that loves someone would do something that extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My woman's intuition kicked in. I'm just like, okay. So the girl that does his hair, she's also a bus driver. She commented on my story a few days ago, and something was just like, ask her if he talks to anybody, because she does his hair. You know how stylists are, barbers, anybody that's behind you doing any kind of service for you, they always glance over. You know, they may look at your phone, not like really staring in it, but they glance and see like, what you doing? You know, I'd have been a nosy bitch before.
Yo, wait a minute. That is so crazy how you even think like that. He get his hair done by her so she could be watching his phone. Yo, who mind? Thanks like that. You're crazy. Anyway, crazy people. Continue.
But we knew.
Right. Damn.
And I am.
Yeah. That's funny as shit. Go ahead.
So I asked her, I'm like, hey, girl, because everyone will remain nameless, I got something to ask you. Can this stay between you and I? She was like, sure, what's up? Mind you, this is like damn near 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, I fuck with such and such. We've been fucking with each other for the last 2 years. And I know you do his hair. You also work with him. Do you know if he's fucking with somebody? Because my women's intuition is saying something different. And I'm just like, you know, what the fuck is going on? She was like, wait, what? Like, do you have proof of that? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, do you have proof that y'all mess with each other? Mm-hmm. I have tons of pictures, tons of videos. So I sent this to her and she's like, wow, this is more than I can even take in right now. I know I said that I wouldn't say anything, but the person that he deals with, because he does deal with someone, is extremely close to me. Come to find out, Shorty is her best friend. Best fucking friends. I don't know if they like best work friends or what, but she was like, I can't hold this in.
She hooked them up.
Well, they're all on the same job.
Oh, and she didn't know that you dealt with him.
No.
Nobody knew.
No. And that's another thing. I actually asked him, because the girl that is his stylist, I went to high school with her. So her and I have a relationship. We literally grew up in the band together in high school.
Yo was on the band.
Definitely was in the band. And one time in band camp.
Hey, yo. Yo was in the band.
So, you know, her and I have our own little separate relationship. It's not like we're extremely close or anything like that. But you know how you're cool with somebody and you just continue to be cool with them. There's never any bad blood. Every time you link up, it's a good time.
I got it.
That is where I am with the stylist.
Got you.
And she told the girl, and she hit me back and was just like, she would like to talk to you. And I'm just like, look, I ain't trying to beef with nobody. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. Like, that's not my shit. She was just like, she's not like that either. Just like you wanted answers, she wants answers as well. And I don't want to be the one giving you these answers.
That's crazy. I remember going through shit like this. Like, oh my God, nothing is like you find out that somebody is fucking with the guy you fucking with. Like, oh my God, like. I don't miss that shit.
It's fucking tragic. I have not had to go through anything like this and God knows when.
Yeah.
I don't go through shit like this, because normally when I'm fucking with somebody or I'm dating somebody or whatever, however you want to put it, these men, they're not stringing me along to the point where they're well endowed in my life or in my kids' lives.
This is your second time going through this.
Talking about baby girl father? I mean, but that was so long ago. That was 8 years ago. I haven't had no heartbreak in 8 years. Nobody was able to get that close to me, you know, because for the most part, these niggas be sort of kind of upfront.
Yeah.
They don't sit there and be like, oh, I'm trying to build a family with you. Oh, these are my bonus kids. They just be like, oh, when you coming over? Mm-hmm. Niggas just be fucking and hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. And that right there, if you have common sense, that's basically, you know what it is. It is what it is. We fuck. We hang out, we chill, but they ain't no, oh, do the kids need anything? The kids hungry? Do the kids eat? You ain't pick the kids up from school? It's none of that. The guys that I've had on the back burner all of those years after that heartbreak 8 years ago, they've never displayed these feelings and trying to care and build bonds with my fucking children.
Yeah.
So that is disturbing. I talked to Shorty on the phone. Shorty said he's logged into her Facebook on his phone. Mm. He checks her phone every night. They've been fucking with each other since August of 2020. Mind you, him and I have been fucking with each other since January of 2020. Mm. Actually, he slid in my DM in June of 2019 when you fired me.
Damn.
And he slid in my DM.
Why you always got to bring up when I fired you, yo? She always got to bring it up.
I became a brookie real quick because I ain't Jess Hilarious paying me and shit.
A brookie, because that's because she wanted to be a bitch.
So. I became a brookie real quick, so I was like, man, fuck Jess Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Fuck her money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some money on social media with these little followers I got. I'm about to do some promo. I'm about to post people shit. All and he that. Hopped in my DM and wanted promo because he raps. He raps about the bus.
So he's a rapping bus driver.
Yes, he is. He's a rapping bus driver.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
And he raps about the bus?
He raps about the
he's
bus.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he raps about the bus. He raps on the bus.
Okay.
And
can you bust one of his raps?
I don't even want to. I ain't going to give him. I do. I ain't about to give him that kind of shine.
Yo, know the bus rap.
I do, because I love that nigga.
He be talking about the seats.
No,
the
people that he be talking about the fare box and the people that get on and off.
The people that get on and off?
Yes, he does.
Like the crackheads.
All that.
No, not only crackheads ride the bus. I'm just saying, like, do he be talking about?
He talks about all of them motherfuckers. Like, everybody that get on that bitch, he talks about them.
The kids, the old people.
He don't talk about the kids.
The kids he, well, be the funniest ones.
He talk about the high school kids. Maybe them high school kids, but yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he talks about them.
Hold up, hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
He's soft as shit. Like, I'm used to dealing with hood niggas. You know
so
that.
He's a soft-ass rapping bus driver. I'm just trying to get it down. I'm trying to make people understand who we dealing with here.
Now, it does not take away from the fact that he's a great father. And I guess if you need him to be a friend, he's a great friend.
I guess.
I don't know. Because, like, y'all was really, like, my best friend. Like, I could literally be myself around him. Like, and this, the last time I was able to be myself around somebody was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this is TMI, gross or whatever. Like, pass gas, dig up my nose if I need to. Like, anything. I was able to be myself around him. And that made me feel comfortable. The fact that I could talk to him about anything was special to me. Mm-hmm. I felt like he would talk to me about anything as well. But obviously, the fuck not. Because he's a lying-ass bitch.
Oh, my God.
But I talked to Shorty on the phone. She was saying all, you know, all the stuff that he does. She was just like, you know, he has a key to my house And I'm like, he got a key to my house too. She was like, well, I also have a key to his house. I was like, well, damn, I don't got no key to his house, but I ain't never want one, but damn, like, he just gives. She was like, well, I ain't asked for it. I'm like, damn. And that right there was just like kind of like a smack in the face. Mm. And I'm just like, wow, like, he cares enough about her to give her a key and she ain't asked for it.
I said, damn.
I ain't fucking asked for one either. Bitch, where my motherfucking key?
Damn.
You know, so that was like, that right there was a smack in the face. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, he has a bond with my kids, like, especially the youngest one. And she was like, well, he had a bond with my son, too. And I'm like, damn, like, for real? Yo, out here serial bonding with people's fucking kids and shit. Like, that you really
is weird.
That is a mental illness. Because if you know that you don't want to pursue somebody in the long run, why the fuck are you building bonds with their children? He's taken my son to get his hair cut. He's done so much over this 2-year time frame. We went to Vegas for my birthday in September of 2020. My birthday is September 2nd. Okay. Her birthday is September 1st. Child, he must love a Virgo.
Oh my God.
So while we were in Vegas for my birthday, he told her that he was in Vegas for music.
They needed a soft-ass rapping bus driver?
I guess so.
To come through Vegas and perform.
First of all, let me tell you about when we went to Vegas. He opened a suitcase. He had a fucking unicycle in the suitcase. And I was very upset. And I'm just like, that's why the fuck Southwest was saying his shit was too heavy. Because why the fuck would you bring that? He had to pay extra. Because why the fuck would you bring that fucking unicycle in the suitcase? And then he was using my suitcase. And that shit could have messed my fucking zipper up. The fuck? So, I mean, granted, you know, he don't drink or whatever. So, I'm fucked up. He's my designated person, you know, to make sure I'm together.
Right.
And I was super fucked up the day before my birthday. And she was like, you know, I was talking to him while he was in Vegas. Like, this bitch really, not her, but him. This bitch really left me in there fucked up laying in the bed and was talking to this bitch on her birthday while he on my birthday trip with me. I'm just trying to figure out why he did not walk away. He could have walked away. He had tons of chances to walk away. I think it was the sex. Because, you know, I got that. That guac guac and that slurpy slurpy.
Bitch, okay.
And I know she probably ain't got that whack like me.
Oh, yeah.
Ayo. When you showed.
So Saturday, I went to a good friend of mine's comedy show. And I hit the guy that I've been dating. And I saw that my messages were not being delivered. And I'm like, well, maybe his phone is dead. And I'm just like, no, it's Saturday. Like, what the hell? So I call his phone. It goes straight to voicemail. Well, maybe he's dialing out. Let me call again. It goes straight to voicemail. Okay, I'm fucking crazy. Let me call again. It goes straight to voicemail. So I went old school, star 67. The phone rings.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm tripping. Star 67 again. The phone rings. Okay.
Wow.
No star 67. Straight to voicemail. Okay, so he has me blocked.
Wow.
Why am I blocked? So I sent him a text and I'm just like, I think I see what's going on. You know, I guess maybe we should just call this quits because I don't know why you blocked me. I didn't do anything to you. And he left me on red. And didn't say anything. So after I talked to a stylist and she basically said, whatever, whatever, I was just like, you know, I'm going to lure him over here. I told him, just come over here so we can have sex one last time. I want to come. Like, yeah. I'm ready. I'm trying to, Like, he was like, all right, I'll be over there after I leave the barbershop. Like, straight was like, yeah, be ready. Take a shower. Go do what you got to do. Boom, boom, boom. You were on the phone. On mute. You heard everything. He was pressed. Okay. Obviously, the fucking pussy is that fucking good that it had.
Why you
nigga.
Gotta tell niggas I was on the phone? It really was.
So he came over, and when I tell you he got naked so fast, he was naked before I even got to turn the TV on to act like fucking Netflix. We was watching Netflix because my son was in the next room. And that right there just basically spoke, I'm on a time schedule. Hurry up. You know, he ate the pussy, you know, fuck. Mouth is awesome. Dick is awesome. I'm sorry. You know, it is what it is.
I mean, it's carefully reckless. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know. So even though he was a soft rapping ass bus driver,
yeah,
their dick was hard and their mouth was moist.
Hey, yo.
But fuck him.
Yo. Hey, yo.
So after we finished, I let go, he let go. And mind you, we're having sex unprotected. And Shorty told me that they also were having unprotected sex, which is a little scary because I'm pretty sure she can get pregnant. My tubes is tied. My uterus is burnt. Like,
damn,
this shop is closed. Ain't no babies coming out of here. But I hope you niggas don't think that I want you to shoot up the club because I don't. So get it out your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that is nasty. That is nasty as fuck. You are really out here having sex with two females unprotected. Like, you don't know what I got going on. You don't know what the fuck she doing. Well, I guess he do know what she doing because she said that he, you know, goes through her phone daily. He has her.
What the fuck you mean daily?
I guess like on a nightly basis, like, all right, let's lay down. Let me go through your phone now. Because the fuck, first of all, him and I don't touch each other's phone. Mm. So when you called me and I was in the bathroom, what was even said? I walked in the room. He was like, oh, Jess called you. And I'm like,
I was calling because, bitch, you didn't answer the phone after you told me that he was on his way over there because you wanted to fight him.
But I'm like, you answered my phone? Mm-hmm. What did he say to you?
He just was like, she in the bathroom. She gonna call you when she get out. I was like, okay, is she all right? He was like, oh, yeah, yeah. We just talking.
So I asked him, I'm like, why would you answer my phone? He said, also, it was Jess calling. So,
so the fuck
two,
what?
2 years plus, he's never answered my phone before. I don't touch his. Like, I may have glimpsed just as a reaction. You see somebody's phone ring, you glimpse like, oh, shit, that ain't my phone. But, you know, you just, it's just a natural reaction for human beings.
And everybody got a fucking iPhone, so when a phone light up is and it's around other phones, you gonna look to see if it is yours, yeah. But bitch, you be nosy, dude.
Nosy as a bitch.
So, yeah, you be real
you
nosy.
Are too, but anyway.
All right.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Nosy than motherfucking Nosy Jr. Mm-hmm. So, after we came, I confronted him. You know, I'm sitting there, so I was just like, so when were you gonna tell me about her? He was like, what are you talking about, Shay? I said, when were you going to tell me about her?
After sex.
After sex. Because mm-hmm. I definitely wanted the dick one last time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it ain't nobody and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so he's still denying it.
Was right. Lying right in my face. After sex. Mm-hmm. This nigga's lying in my face. I'm like, all right, cut the bullshit, yo. I already know that it's somebody. I don't know who it is. I know that you work with her. Mm-hmm. I just don't know who it is, and I don't know how long y'all been fucking with each other, but I know it's somebody else. So, who is she? I was on some Brandy shit. Who is she to you? Don't lie to me. Mm-hmm. Like, but he still was denying. It's nobody. It's nobody. It's nobody. So, you know, one thing led to another, and he passed out in my room. I ain't gonna say why he passed out, but he definitely passed out.
Oh, my God.
Straight onto the floor.
Yo.
And he was holding me hostage in my room, and he would not let me leave my room.
Well,
and
you could have left when he passed out. Why the fuck you stay right there till he woke up?
It was quick. It was a quick faint. That nigga fainted. That like, nigga, who the fuck be fainting?
That nigga phony.
He had my phone hostage and everything. He wouldn't let me answer my phone. Mm. You was knocking on my door.
Yes.
You know, he wouldn't let me go to the window to see who was knocking at the door, anything. He literally begged me.
Now we got a commercial, and if you click off of this podcast, I swear I'm gonna beat your ass. Listen.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
He sat on the bed. He got down on one knee. He was like, I'm begging you. Can you call the stylist and tell her that you were lying? And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck do you mean?
What
do you mean tell her that I was lying? Like, I sent the receipts. He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I sent her pictures and videos. Of what? Of what? Did you send a time frame? Does it matter? I said, you hurt me. He said, okay, you hurt me too. Nigga, I ain't fucking hurt you. You just a soft ass fucking bitch. Like, I didn't fucking hurt you. I'm used to dealing with hood niggas. Like, you was the county nigga that rode the fucking cheese bus back and forth to fucking school.
And now he drive the big bus.
Yes, he drive the fucking big bus.
he loved the bus.
Yes, he loved the bus. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
And the unicycle wheel too.
Yo, love wheels. That's why he was behind my wheels, because he loved them.
Yeah.
Sis ain't got no wheels. But I don't have no ill feelings to her, because she, whatever.
No, she don't have no wheels though, but yeah.
So he goes, he comes open the door for you. Mm-hmm. Just come upstairs talking with this fucking white voice. Y'all know how she get this fucking white voice on for absolutely no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how she's like, oh my gosh, babe, what's going on? What is going on, babe? Like, bitch, who the fuck are you, bitch? We is on fucking Emerson Avenue, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Oh my gosh, babe. Like, bitch, what you in, Catonsville? Fuck is going on? Oh, fucking UMBC talking ass, bitch. She and they're like, oh my gosh, babe. So he was just like, I told her to just call the stylist and tell the stylist that she was joking, because I'm just trying to clear her name up because I don't want her looking a certain way. And your reply was, do you think that my sister give a fuck about how anyone looks at her?
Yeah.
Or what people think about her?
What the fuck is you talking about?
So in all actuality, that was another fucking lie with his lying fucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to tell the stylist that I was lying.
So she wouldn't tell a girl, or she wouldn't go back and...
Right.
Or she would go back and tell a girl if she had already told a girl. That nigga's a fucking clown.
Narcissistic clown.
Damn.
You know, he's looking me dead in my face like, you know, everything that I've done for you and the kids, can you just do me this one solid favor?
What?
That's what he said to me. It's on video. You know I got camera in my room.
Yeah.
It's literally...
Everything I've done for you and the kids?
Can you just one solid favor?
Don't you ever in your life throw in my face what you've done for me and my kids.
You did it because you wanted to.
Yeah, but like, what the fuck? I'm going to save your relationship when you was just basically in a relationship with me.
Exactly.
I'm going to save you a new one. Because all you've done for my kids and my...
I've done stuff for him too. We've done things for
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for you to tell them that. That's
so
crazy.
So, you know, he was in a bind where he was behind on his rent.
Okay, Nate.
You know, he was in a bind.
Okay,
he was
Stoney.
In a bind. You know what I'm saying? He went in the bathroom, scrubbed my motherfucking juices off. But... You know, he was in a bind, and because I loved him, I had applied for unemployment, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize that I was able to apply for unemployment, and I had like over $12,000 in unemployment money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I knew he was behind in his rent, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got unemployment money. They literally gave me all of my back money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you with your rent. I PayPal'd him $2,000 so he can catch up with no problem because of the feelings that I had for him and because I cared and I loved him.
Yeah,
it was nothing to me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, I got over $12,000. I still got $10,000 plus. This $2,000 ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Here you go. I gave him that with no problem. So it's just like, we've done things for one another. Just a week and a half ago, I got his fucking haircut. I paid for his fucking haircut for him just as a surprise. And then right before then, I gave him a rose. I gave him a single red rose, one of those roses that lasts for a year. When he came over the house, I was just like, I want to give you this because... I saw a post where they said that men don't get flowers until they die. And I love you, so I want to give you your flower while you're alive and you can still smell it. I literally just gave this nigga a single red rose, and I chose a red rose because it's a symbol of love.
What did he say? Did he cry? Did he say love
he was
you?
Just
did
like,
he kiss you?
He was just like, oh, Shay Shay, you know, he hugged me, he kissed me. It was just like, he joking, like, what, you about to kill me now? Like, bye, boy. You know, but I did that because... It was a real and true token of appreciation from me to him. while we were in my room talking, he literally looked at me in my face and he said to me, "I don't want her to be hurt. She deserves."
Oh, Shane.
Sorry. Okay. He said, "She deserves a good man and I don't deserve anyone." He told me I was going to be by myself for the rest of my life. Mm. That shit hurt me so bad.
What the
fuck? Why would you say some shit like that to me? Mm. And he really wanted me to clear up some shit so he can be with this bitch.
Right.
Like, right. I'm not doing that. And he stuck around for hours and hours and hours. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. What the fuck do I look like? I put in so much time. I put in so much energy. My children are involved in this. And you sit there and you tell me to fix some shit so you can move on with another bitch. I don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about what y'all have, what y'all had, what y'all are building. I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Yeah.
Why would you part your lips and say some shit like that to me in my house, in my face? Mm. That is the most disgraceful, disrespectful shit that I have ever endured from a man.
Yeah.
I've never felt that way before. Mm. That shit hurt. It cut me deep. And all I could do was stand there and cry. Mm. I've been fucked up. Right. This ain't even happened a week ago yet. It's difficult for me because I love him. And I'm saying I love him because I still do. I love him.
Right.
Because when you truly love somebody, you can't just cut that shit off.
Yeah.
But I love me more. And if he reached out to me, I love me more. Like I said, I know he's not going to reach out to me. But it's crazy because him and I aren't social media friends. And it's, you know, I've been seeing stuff all on social media that I'm just like, oh, wow. Him and I have been dealing with each other for this time frame. And he's just like, oh, I'm not going to post you because a lot of my coworkers, they want you and they like you. Yeah, a lot of the bus drivers do like me, you know, but it's obviously them bus drivers are fucking hoes. They want to fuck. They like what they see. Got a fat ass. They want to get behind it. That's men. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his excuse for not posting me is they already don't like me. I feel like they're going to not like me even more if they see that we're messing with each other.
Boy, what the fuck? How old is you? They not gonna like me more.
I don't know. I mean, what the fuck is this daycare?
Nigga?
It literally is like it's like a fucking high school.
You're a grown ass man. They not gonna like me more. So what they gonna do?
I don't know. But anyway. You know, in my mind, it made sense because it's coming from somebody that I love. And you know, when you love somebody, the shit that they say cannot make a bit of fucking sense. But you are gonna make it make sense because you love that person.
Yeah.
And I made that shit make sense in my mind because of the love that I had for him.
I get what you're saying.
If I was like that, I've been all around that fucking job. But I'm not like that. I chose him. And looking at him, you know the type of niggas that I fuck with. Mm-hmm. He's not even somebody that I would even fuck with. He's not even my type. But I chose him and I gave him a chance because of his personality, because of the type of person that he was. I gave him a chance. I let him in. I let him all the way in to the point where my mother was liking him, and you know how my mother is.
Yeah.
She likes nobody.
Yeah.
Your mother was loving him. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought he was, you know, a great guy.
Yeah.
And he let me down. So last week I wrote a fucking song. I've never written a song ever in my fucking life. I pulled over on the side of the road and wrote a song on a brown paper bag. And I literally just let out all emotion, and y'all gonna have to stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Pray for me, y'all. Pray for my strength because this shit is not easy. It is not a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm sure they've gone through, you know, heartbreaks. That shit is definitely, that's the last thing you wanna feel. You know, I've been hurt like shit before. You haven't been hurt like this, but baby girl father hurt you bad.
Yeah, he did hurt me. He literally did the same thing that my last baby father did to me. Was living two separate lives. Yeah. Point blank period. Yeah. He was living two separate lives. Like Trey Songz say, one girl in the day and you at night. Mm-hmm. Like he literally was, the girl said that he was at her house every night. He told me he was doing overtime or he fell asleep. And I believed him because those bus drivers, they get hella overtime. It's available for them. So I wasn't going to question what he was saying. You want a paper chase, you want a fucking paper chase. Mm. I ain't about to knock that. I'm not about to be no bitch and be all in your bushes like, oh, what are you doing? Where are you at? Blah, 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 blah. Mm.
He was just really good at living two lives.
He was.
And I'm telling you, fuck him. Boom. Move the fuck on, because you will never be good enough for the wrong motherfucker. And that's just that. Listen, we're going to end this episode. Y'all pray for my sister. I love her so much. I really, really
love
do.
You too.
She didn't expose her vulnerability to y'all today. She cried. I haven't seen her cry in so long. So this really hurts me as well. But y'all, if you're dealing with heartbreak, I'm so sorry, but that shit ain't going to be forever. Only time heals that. Just keep your kids close to you, you know, stay busy, your friends, all that shit. And just like that, we've come to the end of another Carefully Reckless episode. Say bye, Shay.
Peace out, y'all. Pray for a motherfucking sister, because I need it.
Tune in next week, every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Peace.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.